Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Change by behavioral scientist Katie Milkman is a practical guide to personal and organizational behavior change grounded in modern psychology and behavioral economics. Rather than offering one universal formula, the book explains why people struggle to follow through on goals and how different obstacles require different solutions. Milkman draws on research and real-world examples to show how intention can collapse under the pressures of habit, short-term temptation, forgetfulness, and social environments that quietly steer choices. The core promise is straightforward. If you can accurately diagnose what is blocking progress, you can match it with evidence-based tactics that increase the odds of lasting change. Readers encounter tools for starting new routines, breaking unwanted patterns, sustaining motivation, and designing environments that make good choices easier. Written for anyone who wants to improve health, productivity, finances, relationships, or leadership outcomes, the book translates academic findings into actionable strategies without oversimplifying the science behind them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diagnosing the real barrier to change. A central theme in How to Change is that failure to follow through is often a mismatch between the problem and the solution. Many people assume they lack willpower, but Milkman emphasizes a more useful approach. Identify the specific friction that blocks action. Sometimes the obstacle is present bias, the tendency to prioritize immediate comfort over long-term benefits. Sometimes it is forgetting, confusion, or a vague goal that never becomes a concrete plan. Other times the barrier is emotional, such as fear of failure, anxiety, or a sense of identity conflict that makes change feel like self-betrayal. The book encourages readers to treat behavior change like troubleshooting. If you know why you are stuck, you can choose a tactic that targets that exact issue rather than relying on generic motivation. This diagnostic mindset also applies to organizations and teams, where leaders frequently apply incentives, training, or reminders without understanding the underlying bottleneck. By reframing change as a set of distinct problems with distinct fixes, the book sets up an evidence-based toolbox and reduces self-blame. The result is a clearer path from intention to action, built on precision rather than pep talks. Secondly, harnessing fresh starts and smart goal design, Milkman highlights the power of fresh start moments, such as birthdays, new jobs, new semesters, or even the beginning of a week, as psychological reset points that make change feel more attainable. These moments can increase motivation by separating the current self from past lapses, enabling people to recommit with less baggage. The book pairs this insight with practical goal design, translating aspirations into measurable behaviors and choosing targets that encourage persistence rather than perfectionism. Readers are guided towards setting goals that are specific enough to act on, yet flexible enough to survive real-life interruptions. A key idea is that goals should be supported by systems, not just enthusiasm. That includes anticipating setbacks, planning what to do after a missed day, and designing milestones that keep momentum. Milkman also discusses how timing can be used strategically, such as starting a new routine when constraints change or when social accountability is naturally higher. Instead of treating January 1 as the only reset, the book expands the concept into an ongoing strategy. Keep finding new beginnings and use them to launch well-structured commitments that have a higher chance of sticking. Thirdly, bridging the intention-action gap with planning and commitment devices. Even strong intentions often dissolve at the moment of choice, when the easier or more tempting option is right in front of us. How to Change explores tools that close this gap by making future behavior more automatic or more costly to ignore. One approach is implementation planning, sometimes described as if-then planning, where you decide in advance what you will do in a specific situation. This reduces decision fatigue and makes the desired action feel like the default response. Another approach is commitment devices, which create stakes that protect long-term goals from short-term impulses. These can be financial, social, or structural, such as prepaying for classes, setting rules for yourself, or using accountability partners. Milkman also discusses ways to reduce temptation rather than constantly battling it, including changing the environment and limiting exposure to triggers. The emphasis is not on heroic self-control, but on designing conditions that make follow-through more likely. By shifting from hoping you will do the right thing to arranging for the right thing to happen, the book provides a realistic path for people who have tried willpower-based change and found it unreliable. Fourthly, making change. Feel rewarding through temptation. Bundling and motivation design. Sustained change requires more than a strong starting burst. Milkman addresses the motivation problem by showing how to make beneficial behaviors more immediately satisfying. A standout concept associated with her research is temptation bundling, which pairs an action you should do with an activity you enjoy, such as only allowing yourself a favorite show while exercising or doing paperwork in a pleasant cafe. The tactic works by importing instant rewards into tasks whose benefits are delayed. The book also explores how motivation can be supported through progress tracking, identity-based reinforcement, and social encouragement. Rather than relying on abstract future outcomes, readers learn to create feedback loops that deliver small wins now. Noakman also warns about motivational traps, including overly ambitious plans that generate quick burnout and all-or-nothing thinking that turns minor slips into abandonment. The goal is to make the desired behavior not only doable but appealing, so repetition becomes easier over time. By re-engineering rewards and reducing psychological drag, the book helps readers turn effortful change into something that feels more natural and, eventually, self-sustaining. Lastly, Shaping Habits with Environment, Defaults, and Social Influence. How to Change underscores that behavior is not just a product of inner resolve. It is strongly shaped by environments, defaults, and the people around us. Noakman draws from behavioral economics to explain how small design choices can guide actions without requiring constant self-control. Adjusting defaults, such as automatic savings or pre-committed routines, can make the preferred choice the path of least resistance. Environmental restructuring is another major lever, removing cues that trigger unwanted habits, placing helpful cues in sight, and reducing the steps between intention and action. Social influence matters too. We imitate peers, respond to expectations, and often perform better when accountability is visible. The book encourages readers to build communities that reinforce goals, whether that means finding workout partners, joining professional groups, or making public commitments in supportive settings. Importantly, Noakman treats these strategies as ethical tools for self-direction and better organizational practices, not manipulation for its own sake. The broader message is empowering. If you feel stuck, do not only try to change yourself. Change the context you operate in so that good behavior becomes easier, more normal, and more likely to repeat until it becomes habit. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are tired of recycled motivation advice and want research-backed methods to change habits, start routines, or follow through on long-term goals. It will also benefit managers, educators, coaches, and health professionals who need to support other people's behavior change, because its framework focuses on diagnosing barriers and selecting targeted interventions. The life benefits come from practicality. The ideas can be applied to health, productivity, learning, finances, and relationships by turning vague desires into structured plans, reducing temptation, and building systems that protect goals from everyday friction. Instead of implying that persistence is simply a character trait, Noakman offers a more compassionate and effective view that emphasizes design, shaping environments, incentives, and cues so that progress is more likely. Compared to many similar self-improvement books, How to Change stands out for its clear link to established behavioral science and its emphasis on matching tools to specific problems rather than promoting a single method. If you want strategies that are credible, adaptable, and actionable, this book is worth buying because it equips you with a versatile toolkit you can reuse across many goals for years. If you would like to support Katie Moakman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.